And I don't know where Betty got her. Well, she had it from her grandfather, one thing.
Mm-hmm.
They were all real smart. Her grandmother, Miss
mm-hmm.
mother, taught school down here
mm-hmm.
in Howard School for the education office.
Oh, yeah, that's right, right now, yeah.
Miss Cocott taught, and Miss worked in the First National Bank after he quit farming.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, he had his farm, but he quit. He talked about it.
I'm still talking to her.
You're talking to him. Oh, yeah. That's short. No shortage of talk. He's great. He's overgrown. Yeah, he is. I bet you've seen him come up, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
I bet you've seen him come up, too, from a little bit he went to taller.
Yeah, and now, of course, you've got that still running,
eh? Yeah, right.
You don't want to hear that,
though.
Not on that.
Oh, no. Let's see, you were talking about the night riders, and you said everything you wanted to say.
Well, I said everything I know about.
Now, did everybody get so scared they joined the association when these folks were?
No, they just finally broke up.
Now, they were trying to do it to make more money, weren't they? Trying to get all the tobacco and hold it back so they get the price up? Is that what they were trying to do?
They were trying to do it, and of course, the big head Jimmy got it more out of it. Man had been the
wife. Right. Which what happens a lot of times
mm-hmm.
with a lot of those things.
Mm-hmm. But that's about all I know about that because I've been away from there. I left up there in 1903.
Uh-huh. Not a lot of southern farmers don't like folks telling them what to do with their farm or
They won't sell their tobacco like once. I don't blame them a bit either. If you work in that
So you sympathize with those people who are holding out then against those people. That's right.
And this, all this, in these factories, you know, it just made me dream of back to work because the tobacco didn't sell it.
That's right.
It was just in storage and it had stable.
Mm-hmm.
So it quit and then, of course, but the tobacco factories here mostly use the black people to work in the tobacco. And they're strippers, take off the stalk, and the one that the head ones would, they called a curling. They would. Break off the bad knees and they'd join the lugs. Low grades. Then there'd be second and first grade. When you tied them, you put that band to, they put them in big bunches now since New Store, but then they put about six or seven leaves in a, and they made you match the length of them. Take one of these low grades and make a let's see, what did they call it? Well, anyway, they pull that stem out of it and wrapped it around here until it made it smooth and pulled it apart and stuck them through that there. Like a tie.
Is that right?
When I was at home, a little girl, of course, I didn't know much about them. My daddy let us little ones through with the lugs, we called them. Because we didn't have to match them. But we had to match the seconds and the...
Yeah, the higher class stuff, you had to match up. Yeah, the first grade.
And then when you break the hides, you know, you hold that and it's all even. And,